वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर विलियम कॉनग्रीव. ठीक है, विलियम कॉनग्रीव. हिज डेट्स आर फ्रॉम 1672-1729. ठीक है, ही वॉज अ इंग्लिश ड्रामेटिस्ट. इन पर्टिकुलर ही वॉज वन ऑफ द मेजर राइटर्स ऑफ कॉमेडी ड्यूरिंग द रेस्टोरेशन इरा और इन द एज ऑफ ड्राइडन. ठीक है, एंड ही स्पेशलाइज्ड इन कॉमेडी ऑफ मैनर्स. So, from an exam point of view, you should know what is the basic definition of comedy of manners. Okay? Now, though William Congreve has written plenty of works, there are four plays that he has written that are very important, that are very famous also. The first is called The Old Bachelor. Okay? The Old Bachelor, this came out in 1693. Uske baad, The Double Dealer. ठीक है, द डबल डीलर, दिस केम आउट इन 1693 अगेन. ठीक है, इन द सेम ईयर. आफ्टरवर्ड्स लव फॉर लव. ठीक है, लव फॉर लव, दिस केम आउट इन 1695. एंड फाइनली वी हैव द वे ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. ठीक है, द वे ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, दिस केम आउट इन 1700. एंड द वे ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द मास्टर पीस ऑफ विलियम कॉनग्रीव. ठीक है, एंड देर आर मेनी स्कॉलर्स हु ऑल्सो बिलीव दैट द वे ऑफ द वर्ल्ड जो इन्होंने लिखा है, दिस इज द ग्रेटेस्ट कॉमेडी रिटन ड्यूरिंग द रेस्टोरेशन इरा. ठीक है, सो एग्जाम में आपसे पूछ सकते हैं अबाउट द मेजर कैरेक्टर्स इन द वे ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. सी ब्रॉडली जो प्लॉट है, इट इज अबाउट टू पीपल. वन इज मिलीमैंट. ठीक है, MILLAMANT, मिलीमैंट, एंड द अदर इज मीराबेल. दीज टू आर लवर्स. ठीक है, दीज टू पीपल आर इन लव विद ईच अदर एंड दे वॉन्ट टू गेट मैरिड, बट दे नीड द परमिशन ऑफ मिलीमैंट्स आंट सो दैट दे कैन कैरी आउट देयर मैरिज. सो दे डिवाइज मेनी वेज, मेनी प्लान्स. Some are not successful, and but finally, in the end, Millimant's aunt gives her consent that you two can get married. Okay? And this is a good example of comedy of manners. ये भी आप ध्यान रखना. And as I told you that this was published in the year 1700, this was also the year when John Dryden died. Okay? So, with the death of John Dryden in 1700, the era of Dryden or Restoration era ends. Okay? And afterwards, we will have Age of Pope. But coming back to the works of William Congreve, with respect to the first play that he wrote, okay, The Old Bachelor, this is again a comedy of manners, okay, that revolves around the love affairs and social intrigues of a group of fashionable Londoners, or people living in London, London city. And there is a very famous character called Hartwell, okay, Hartwell. He is a very witty and cynical character, but at the same time, he is a very aging bachelor, okay, काफी aged है. That is why the title is The Old Bachelor. But he eventually falls in love. ठीक है, afterwards we have The Double Dealer. ठीक है, this play explores themes of deception, betrayal, as well as the complexities of human relationships, and the characters in this play are engaged in a web of deceit, manipulation. So in a way, as the title suggests, that The Double Dealer, this play reveals the darker side of high society. ठीक है, what happens, what the wrong things that happens in high society, this is what this play reveals. ठीक है, उसके बाद था Love for Love. ठीक है, Love for Love. Now this is a complex love triangle, ठीक है, and you'll find the clash between romantic ideals and practical considerations when somebody falls in love. And we have some characters, very famous characters called Valentine. ठीक है, Valentine is also a character, and also there is another character called Angelica. ठीक है, तो बस अब चार plays के नाम याद रखना, ठीक है, ये बहुत important है. Now after that, let me tell you one more fact. Now if you recall, in Restoration era comedy, there used to be a lot of indecency, a lot of immorality was also depicted, and this is something which shocked many religious people or many conservative people in that time. And in particular, there was a clergyman called Jeremy Collier. Okay, Jeremy Collier, COLLIER. Now he wrote a small piece, okay, called A Short View of the Immorality and Profaneness of the English Stage. Okay, A Short View of the Immorality and Profaneness of the English Stage. This came out in the year 1698. So as the title suggests, that in this work he talks about the immorality, the indecency, the profaneness that is generally depicted in the plays of those times. ठीक है, बिकॉज इन दोज टाइम्स टीवी वॉज नॉट देयर, इंटरनेट वॉज नॉट देयर, द ओनली सोर्स ऑफ एंटरटेनमेंट वॉज वॉचिंग सम एनएक्टमेंट, वॉचिंग सम प्ले. ठीक है, बट इन दोज प्लेज अ लॉट ऑफ इंडिसेंसी वॉज डिपिक्टेड, अ लॉट ऑफ इमोरैलिटी वॉज डिपिक्टेड. सो इन दिस वर्क ही नेम्स प्लेंटी ऑफ ऑथर्स, जिनमें से विलियम कॉनग्रीव भी हैं एक. ठीक है, सो ही क्रिटिसाइजेज विलियम कॉनग्रीव एज वेल एज ड्राइडन फॉर द काइंड ऑफ प्लेज दैट दे रोट. सो इन द एग्जाम दे कैन ऑल्सो आस्क यू हु क्रिटिसाइज्ड विलियम कॉनग्रीव इन द वर्क अ शॉर्ट व्यू ऑफ द इमोरैलिटी एंड प्रोफेननेस ऑफ द इंग्लिश स्टेज. द आंसर इज जेरेमी कॉलियर. ठीक है, सो आफ्टर द पब्लिकेशन ऑफ दिस वर्क बाय जेरेमी कॉलियर, इन रिप्लाई और एज अ रिबटल, विलियम कॉनग्रीव ऑल्सो पब्लिश्ड अ वर्क to refute the arguments of Jeremy Collier. So they can ask you, what was the name of that work which William Congreve published as a rebuttal? The name is Amendments of Mr. Collier's False and Imperfect Citations. Okay? Amendments of Mr. Collier's False and Imperfect Citations. Even this work was published in the same year, but after the critical piece by Jeremy Collier. Okay? So a kind of rebuttal. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember these few facts. First, the name of the important plays by William Congreve. In particular, The Way of the World. When this was published, it was published in 1700. Afterwards, the critical piece that Jeremy Collier wrote, okay, he specifically mentioned William Congreve by name, okay, in this work. And as a rebuttal, William Congreve also published something in his defense. And as I told you that the title was Amendments of Mr. Collier's False and Imperfect Citations. Okay?